And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Greg Gallant from the Aztec out of C4 Sport Fishing. Stay tuned. Action-packed tuna fishing to talk about here. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, so we're awaiting the arrival of Captain Greg Gallant from the Aztec. We haven't seen him yet, but we're hoping he shows up for us here. So in the meantime,
You're stuck with us,
yeah,
boy.
Ray and Ricky right here on the Mighty 1090. What a great broadcast yesterday.
Dude, that was
with
awesome.
The Sport Fishing Association.
I hope that, one, I'm stoked for everybody that did come down. I hope more people continued to roll down. There was a lot of people that came doing that. But what a cool day that was. That was so cool of Ken.
Well,
that was
literally.
Yeah, it was. I did not like that, dude.
No,
that was like the weird.
It was like the first change in the weather.
It totally was. It was the first time I'm like, man, I need a jacket right now.
Jacket.
Yeah, I don't like this. But yeah, it was such a cool thing that he put together with so many different people between the Coast Guard being there and those guys that did that training facility, which I thought was really cool there. Obviously, having Franker City, just there was such a rad mix of it was just like a total info day.
Yeah.
And the
legend Don Hanson.
That was really cool.
How about that?
Just the day was fun, and,
yeah.
And it was cool of what those guys were able to put together.
Don Hanson has done so much for everything going on in sport fishing. But how about that Ken Franke guy?
You don't scratch the surface. I mean, just that guy's tasks that he has are just this insurmountable thing and just knocks it out of the park. I mean, the grounds that we've made up in a difficult climate are crazy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the thing is, like, think about what's on Ken's plate. It's not just Mexico. It's not just rockfish. It's everything that is a problem for the sport fishing fleet. From Santa Barbara to San Diego,
yeah.
they're all...
And all throughout Mexico and everything.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, and everybody should be very, very grateful for what he does.
Totally. And like I was saying, too, I'm a skiff guy. I'm a skiff guy more than I'm a sport boat guy, anything else. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I work at the landing, and I've grown up fishing sport boats my whole life. But most of my fishing these days is done on my Parker. You know how much that guy does for private boaters?
Yeah. Well, for example, yesterday.
Yes.
Look at the temporary importation permits. They did well over a dozen temporary importation permits for people. Even Brandon Hayward was there getting one for his boat. Two of them,
They hired a notary. They do all this work. I mean,
out of the Sport Fishing Association pocket,
yes.
They did that for private boaters.
I know that nobody's a fan of the bracelets. Nobody is. I mean, it's an extra hoop to jump through. It's extra money to pay for, but... It is what it is. If those guys would not go through all the extra work to get them for us as private boaters, it just wouldn't be a thing. I mean, literally, they'd be like, oh, good luck, figure it out. You know, maybe you can get them an Ensenada. And they do so much work for everybody. They do so much work for fishermen, whether you ride their boats or not. You know, SAC is funded by sport fishing boats. You know, all of the sport fishing boat owners pay into a pool, and that's how SAC operates. And for them to do so much money for us as private boaters, which we don't pay into that pool, is pretty cool. He's a good guy, and it's a great team, and it's very cool to watch it go down. And
so
he deserved
all
the accolades.
Frankie, thank him.
No doubt,
because he does a lot for all of us there, both sport fishing boats as well as private boaters. How about those Coast Guard guys? They were great.
That was cool. The whole thing was good.
The head guy in Coast Guard was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Maritime Institute guys were fantastic. That's quite a facility. That's pretty amazing.
It sounded cool. So I almost would like to, and obviously we got a little bit of time, I'd like to hear more about that. You said the facility had simulators for big boats and, you know, and same deal. Like, I know how to turn a wrench, but by no means, you know, super savvy mechanical guy. I thought that it's really cool that if you have a basic knowledge, you could go there and really pump up your ability to be able to deal with problems at sea. I mean, there's just not a lot of places that you as an adult can go and take courses and, you know, just brush up on some of your basic mechanic, basic electrical. It just the whole thing was really cool.
Yeah, the evening classes are really interesting. They're going to offer the two that interest me were electrical, because there's always electrical issues on a boat.
Yep.
And then the diesel part of it, too, because just understanding your engines, right?
Sure.
They had an outboard class that they were offering, too. It's pretty cool. So that's a nice resource that I had no idea even existed right here in San Diego. And it's a huge company, and they do a lot for not only for the sport boat fleet, for guys wanting to get their licenses and stuff. It's so far beyond that. There's all kinds of different classes that they have there. Yeah, they had this full simulator.
I think that's right.
That they were practicing bringing like a huge tanker ship through a channel through San Francisco Bay. And it was like a giant video game where they actually were moving the boat and, you know, in actual real life.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be way cool.
It's an impressive facility, and the guys really know what they're doing over there. So that was fun. But just the whole day was just fantastic. You know, we have another live broadcast coming up. in 2 weeks. Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. The Kona Kai, it's going to be great. So we have a new venue this year because they finished their $23 million upgrade to the facility, built these beautiful suites, and they built this beautiful new pool bar, the Paloma bar and pool. We're going to be right above that on the grass, above there. So if you enter the Kona Kai, if there's a big fountain when you enter, just keep walking past the fountain and you'll see us in the grass area there. We'll be overlooking the marina, the beautiful marina there, and they are going to lay it out again for us. They're going to do full breakfast, mimosas, and Bloody Marys for those 21 and older. They're going to have other refreshments for people that don't want to get their day started that way. Kona Kai is deluxe. It is just such a, I keep my boat there. It's just a deluxe place to keep your boat, and they always do everything right.
For sure, the most deluxe facility around, and like you say, they take their hospitality is so over the top. And if you haven't come down to this live broadcast, you owe it to yourself. Not just because of the obvious complimentary things that they take care of, but just to see it. The facility is absolute A number one, first class, and they like to show it off, and they really do in a big way. It is the premier facility down there, and I really encourage everybody to come check it out. It's a really fun morning.
So that's going to be Saturday, October 20th. It's 2 weeks from yesterday, and it's all free. So just come on down. They're going to give away all kinds of prizes again, and we'll have prizes to give away. Maui Jim sunglasses. They gave away room nights at the Kona Kai.
That's cool.
Last year, they're going to do that again, and spa treatments. They have a beautiful spa there. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
It's the spot, no
doubt.
Yeah,
we're going to have a good time doing that.
All the heavy hitters that we, that's kind of the spot. If you've got the big rig, the cool battle wagon in San Diego, that's where you keep it.
Yeah.
That is the spot. Nicest amenities, nicest spot, closest to the outside, closest to bait.
It's got it all.
The marina, no
doubt.
Yeah,
for sure. And Adam, who's the dock master there, as well as Steve Pinard, who runs the docks and manages the whole thing, going to be joining us for
to
talk about fishing and talk about the Kona Kai, and just going to be a fun day. So mark your calendar, October 20th, for our next live broadcast, which will be at the Kona Kai. Then, a couple weeks after that, we'll be down at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, which is Saturday,
November the 3rd.
November the 3rd, Tackle Day.
That is like our world right now.
Oh, boy.
Shop is like undergoing. That's our everything right now. One of my gigs is getting all of our seminar speakers together. This will be, for sure, our single most impressive lineup that we have. We're starting off our morning. So we're obviously, the big bluefin tuna was a major focus the last few years. And so I really set out to have all angles of that big bluefin tuna thing covered. Whether you're a private boat guy that wants to learn more about yummy flyer and flying fish and fishing them from a small boat. So I tried to get all three things covered. And I figured the very best in probably our business right now of the small boat game is Brandon Hayward and his fleet of small boats. He's got 23 Parkers. Their success is absolutely undeniable. So Brandon is going to be doing a seminar for us at Tackle Days covering, big bluefin fishing from the small boat. Not all of us have our own boat, and so a lot of it is sport boat fishing. And a lot of ways we catch those real big bluefins is flat fall and different types of technique from the sport boat. Arguably, the best boat doing that is the new Loanne, and Captain Marcus Medak will be doing a seminar just focused on that big bluefin fishing from a sport boat. The only thing we don't have set into stone yet, and I always hesitate saying it because it's not for sure, and it's not because he wouldn't want to, it's because, the boat's running, is the larger private boat, and we're going to have your best buddy, your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, doing the big boat. So we got small private boat, big private boat, and sport boat, all big bluefins doing that covered with rad seminars.
And Captain Dave will be fresh back from Bisbee and that whole circuit down there. He's on his way right now. Don Hansen, his dad, yesterday told me he was on his way to Cabo right now.
So that's our only non-confirmed one. And obviously I'll keep everybody up to date. But and Dave's like, hey, I'm in. If I'm in town, I'll do it. But there's a lot of fishing and there's tuna tournament that might get in the way and things like that. So anyways. Also, Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid is going to be doing seminars for us. Captain Benny Florentino.
Wow.
Justin Poe. It's going to be a full who's who. Sean Sebring from Fish Pros is going to be doing a whole seminar on
how about that
fish
deal they're offering for lobster?
Right?
Fish grows the market. $21.99 a pound.
Live
local lobsters.
Exactly. Caught day, previous, live local lobster, $21.95 a pound. Plus all of their goodies that go along with it. They still do those, that killer sushi pokey pack.
Yeah. All the salts and such like that. Yeah, no, they did. So that's going to be, and Sean knows this stuff. He's taught me a lot about processing fish and taking care of fish.
And that's,
so he's going to do like a processing seminar.
He's going to do a seminar like starting with the care of your catch on your boat, how to treat it, and then once you get it back, how you... proper fillet process to make that killer table ready product that they're known for. And then again, going the next level, how, go over that defrost technique. And now with Fish Pros the Market, you fast forward even farther, all the ways to care and prepare and all their spices and rubs. It's just going to be a cool, this is what you do start to finish, Your job
Saturday, November 4th.
Your job is to gaff it. His job is to tell you everything from that point going forward.
And so are you going to publish a seminar schedule so people know when?
Yep, definitely. We'll have it both on our website. We're doing a lot of stuff with our social media, so, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. But BD Outdoors is doing a lot. We'll have a lot of information up there. There'll be its own forum page just dedicated to tackle days.
We'll
Western Outdoor News, and then the best info, as always, comes on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted when those seminars are scheduled. We'll make sure we'll publish that.
Yeah.
Doug will be on the show the week before, Saturday before.
Good.
So we'll talk pretty much all Tackle Day that. And the deals.
Best ever.
Holy mackerel, right?
It
up to 60% off.
It is our... Actually, it's up to 80%. We have a couple things that are 80% off, but they're so few, we didn't want to make that our big advertising push because, they get gobbled up so fast. But yeah, lots of stuff, 40, 50, 60% off. It is our single biggest deal of the year. We spend a tremendous amount of effort and time into it. We spend a lot of time collecting and gathering cool sales stuff that we could sell throughout the year just as easy, but we save it just for tackle days. Like, we have a warehouse room that just... It literally gets stuff that all of the rods and killer deals that we have for sale, we could have sold those this summer, no problem, but we save it for tackle days. Like, it's a big deal to us. We put a lot of effort into it. A lot of people come from a long ways away, and we don't want it to be one of those things where you show up and get 5% off. We want this to be a reason that somebody drove, an hour south or 2 hours south. We want it to be worth it for that guy, and that's what we do. We save all of these really killer sale items for this one big blowout sale at Tackle Day.
It's going to be huge. And it's going to be huge. So you talked about Big Bluefin.
Yes.
And, oh, boy.
They're back.
They're back, right, at San Clemente Island?
They did the same disappearing act last year, last 2 years, actually, where we'd fish for them, and life is good, and we're going to fish for them, and we're catching a bunch of fish, and then, whether it be weather comes through or those things just pull a disappearing act, and then they're gone, and they're gone for a week, or they're gone for 2 weeks, and we're certain, okay, that's it, it's over. That fish is done and has moved on. And then, boop, they pop right back up again. In the same spot, doing the same thing. And, last year we had that fish solid into November. And, man, knock on wood, knock on everything else, let's hope it's the same way again.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's back. It's biting. There's giant ones. There's cows. The sport boats are getting them. We see there's less highlight on it right now because there's less boats fishing it.
Right.
And as most sport boats, the captain has to make a call on what's the best way to provide a catch for all of his passengers. And trophy hunting giant bluefin is never the best way to make a catch for all your guys. You're going to go south. You're going to do a bunch of yanking and cranking and hopefully catch limits of yellowfin and maybe catch a bunch of Dorado and maybe catch a bunch of yellowtail, be busy all day, catch them on lures, catch them on poppers. Like, that's what makes the most sense to please 30 anglers. But there's a few select charter boats who have small groups that say, hey, man, we've already been yellowfin fishing. We caught limits a couple times in a row. Let's go swing for the fence and fish for giants. Or, hey, we're on a 3-day. Let's fish yellowfin for 2 days, and we'll come up and fish giants for 1 day. And so there's a lot less boats targeting that big fish. But, man, the ones that are all seeing success. And giant ones again. I mean, it really is. The average size fish is like 180 to 220. That's the average.
Average.
250s are not uncommon.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And the cool thing is I got the word from the guys on the Shogun, worked with Monterey Bay Aquarium and Barbara Block and such, that Barbara Block feels that this stuff's going to stay around for up to 5 years.
That's so cool.
But you never know.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
Fish,
fishing.
Things
fishing.
Change. Everything. They could be gone next year.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I'd say go while you can.
It's cool. We're starting to see in the schedule some boats starting to run those trips now, especially mainly the charter boats. So charter boats that have real small you know, smaller loads, smaller things like that, who, you know, it's October. This is when a lot of charters start to be done for the season. Well, some of those guys are now putting up big bluefin specials where they're a boat that normally just is chartered. They don't have a charter on the books for this Saturday, so they'll run, hey, we got a big bluefin special. We're only taking 15 guys. The price is this much. We're going to swing from the fence. We catch cows, awesome. If we don't, hey, we gave it our shot.
Yeah.
So, and you just need to call the landings to find out about those things.
And here's the other thing, too, is that on the way to Clemente, you heard Mark Wish talking about that big grade yellowfin that's on the dolphin schools, and that's on the way.
Some of the biggest fish,
like
yellowfin,
up to 100
pounds. Yeah, the biggest yellowfin. I've never even seen a local yellowfin that big. So how cool that your opportunity to catch that fish at less than 50 miles exists right now.
Yeah.
It's October.
Run into a school of dolphin and say, hey, let's try this. Oh, I'm on. 100-pound yellowfin.
That's cool.
That'd be good, huh?
So life's good right now. I mean, we always talk about it. Fall is our best time for it. You know, it's the local summer. The weather usually gets good. The fishing gets good. The fish are larger. It's just this is a great time of year. And I feel like, you know, as often happens when you're talking about big fish, you overshadow the fact that the local fishing is crazy. I saw, you know, Instagram post from Captain Ryan Boston yesterday. They had limits of yellowfin tuna for their entire boat by 9 a.m. yesterday.
9 a.m.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
We do. These are always fun. You know, it's a little bit different. Without having anybody in here. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk fishing. We're going to talk to you. If you got questions for Pete, you got questions for myself, you want to tell a fish story, you want to tell a fish report, give us a call this morning. There's two ways that you can reach us if you want to be a part of the show. First, again, is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom Series and the redesigned International. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Penn. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffles, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Greg Gowett, Captain Greg, has literally just stepped off the Aztec, and he made it. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Thanks for having me.
It's as fresh as you come.
Yeah. So you just got off the boat, and you're getting back on at 11.
Yeah, that's it. We just got in from a 1.5. We're heading back out on a 1.75. All of our trips now targeting that big bluefin, and yesterday was... It was fun.
It was good, huh?
Yeah.
You ended up with how many?
We had a dozen of them. We had 12.
Nice.
Yeah, 12 bluefin. A lot of that fish was 50 to 70 pounds, which is kind of what is
so
really
nice.
We'll take a 50 to 70 pound bluefin. Yeah, most of it like 60, 65, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of like 25 pounders swimming around, but just as many 25 pounders, there's 225 pounders. And that stuff's just getting back on scene, and it should be very fun. We leave this morning again. This is a kind of a strange turnaround time, but we're having a morning turnaround.
So what's the difference between a 1.75 and a 1.5?
So the difference is the amount of, obviously, time, but bite times allowed on a trip. 1.75 is really, it's just made perfectly for this bluefin fishing with, we generally have a bite time of, you know, sundown and sunrise. This allows us to have one more bite time. And really, that bigger fish, when it gets with it, most of the time, that's in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
So we start fishing around 7 p.m., and then we'll have a shot at sundown. We'll be able to fish throughout the night. We'll also have a shot at sunrise, then all through the day. And then at sundown again, we fish till about midnight and head in. So it's a lot of time for fish, and we just... we had one last week, or 4 or 5 days ago, and it was excellent. I mean, we had...
We had two night bites, basically.
Yeah, two night bites, exactly. We hooked two cows in the middle of the night there. We had a 225, and we ended up with 34 bluefin for our trip.
Whoa.
Yeah, our smallest. Yeah, we had one that was 25, and everything else was 50 and up.
Wow.
So it was cool.
That's
yeah,
good.
Was,
so what's the ticket? What's the hot deal?
Right now, we've been lucky enough for this stuff to actually be biting throughout the day as well. That bigger fish is really not going to let its guard down too much midday unless you're fishing slightly different, involving a kite or a balloon or both. But this 50 to 70 pound bluefin's biting the sardine. It's biting the fly line bait.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So
nice.
We've been able to fish with, you know, 40 pound fluoro, you know, anywhere from a number one to a 10 circle, and sardines for
smaller hook then.
Yeah. We got to definitely kind of taper things down with high visibility. We need to, you know, make a better presentation for it. You know, I don't want to be fishing 40-pound for a potential 200-pounder. All this stuff's mixed up. But we also don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot from getting bites on that, you know, 60, 70-pound beautiful grade. So we kind of, you know, if we see that big stuff we're coming into, we just pull an audible at the last minute, you know, and just, hey, guys, these are the jumbos. We need to, you know, we need to tackle up. But it's working out pretty well. Very fun.
That's awesome. So what about at night? What are you fishing at night? Flatfall?
Yeah, and, you know, not only flatfalls nowadays, you know, with the progression of this bluefin sticking around, guys are, you know, evolving. The tackle's evolving. There's a lot more options as well. That flatfall being, you know, the number one producer over time. But now there's things like Nomad makes one. There's another handful out there that make very, very good options, and they're heavier now as well. So you can kind of get down easier if that fish is at 50, 60 fathoms. 250 on up pretty much, though. You know, the 250s, 300s, all the way up to, you know, now there's a flat fall kind of thing that's 500 grams.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's actually been getting its hook into some fish. So
no kidding.
Something to be said about that.
So that jig fishing is a lot of the night stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, that fish is, it's more of a reaction kind of deal. We're presenting something down to them that they may not be able to see, you know, in the middle of the night. We can't just, you know, send a bait down there and get a bite like if it were daytime where this fish has, visibility up to what have you.
Sure.
So these glow-in-the-dark jigs are a great way for us to target this bigger stuff in the dark.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. I'm very curious about this report as we're headed down there on Thursday. Good morning, John Ireland.
Good morning, Pedro. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, John. Good morning.
Good, good. I get a little feedback down here from Mexico. You guys aren't getting it, are you?
No, you know, you sound loud and clear.
I'll carry on, then. I'll carry on. It's beautiful down here. The weather is really starting to cool down. It's a nice holiday night in October, but it's like I say, it's because there's been some rain intermittently over the week, and then we get a east-southeast breeze in the afternoon. Highs are hitting maybe 90 degrees, something like that, and then cooling off in the evening after. Nice, nice weather. Water's 86 to 88 degrees. It's still pretty warm, and the tuna are loving it. This week it's been all about the tuna. It's been a wide open tuna bite. Yeah, yesterday they went out and literally started logging all the way down south, you know, a mile and a half to 2 miles off the beach. They're using chunk squid and live sardine. And everybody's limiting, literally. Seems like the further south you go, the smaller the tuna. And if you go, they were actually outside as well, and under the porpoise, two of the boats, we sent out 16 yesterday, ran into school porpoise and picked up some nice fish off of those two in the 30 to 50 pound range, quite a few of those. And then off of La Riviera, there are 30 to 50 pound fish as well. So, are you guys out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
I just wanted to make this Mexican phone, you never know. So I thought I'd hear back.
Yeah, it's kind of going, there's an alien in the room.
We got somebody. Going.
Yeah, but it sounds good. So
thank you, Telemetro. Tuna.
Tell me about this. Tell me about this deal with Sergio. It's starting to turn around. Is that going to affect us next weekend?
No, not unless you're driving down. You know, it's going to hit mid Baja. And it will come in as a hurricane. It'll come in as a tropical storm and dump a lot of rain. We've had, you know, rain down here at the ranch early in the week. You know, and it'll rain for an hour, 2 hours, and that's about it.
Okay, gosh, nice cooling rain. So that shouldn't affect it, rain and wind and stuff like that. Usually when it's that far north, it's
north of us. And if you look at it, it's way outside of it. They have to do a magic trick and really, literally double back.
Yeah.
Come anywhere near us.
Well, so, it turned around and it's headed back toward the Baja, but it's, like you say, it's kind of headed up toward the central Baja there again.
Well, everybody out there, you can get on EEB Mike and it gives you the whole lowdown.
Yeah.
It's EEB Mike, and then they put it before there's a forecast in it. And like you say, it is hooking back around, but there's just no way it's going to hit this low.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
All right.
And big tuna, guys. Big tuna. And because there's so much pressure on the tuna and everybody's catching them, they're ignoring everything else. A few boats are fishing inside on the bottom, and we catch some big pargo usually, you know, at least one 30-pounder a week we're pulling up, and lots of 10 to 20 pounders. It's really nice cargo.
Yeah.
And so it's decent bottom fishing, but pretty much everything else, the marlin are out there tailing around, and they're just getting totally ignored.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants the elephant. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They want to send it to the East Cape Smokehouse and take a bunch home.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing that. They're filling up everybody's freezers, I'm telling you. There are a lot of fish.
That's
a lot
awesome,
of fish right
John.
Now.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, best time of the year right now for the next month is my absolute favorite time. You have spots available?
Sure, yeah, we sure do. Through the month. And come on down and enjoy it. It's great weather and great fishing as well. 800-646-2252. There are a lot of photos on our website, RanchoLeonero.com.
All right, John. Hey, looking forward. I'll see you Thursday down. We'll be down at our Palmas tournament, and hopefully we'll see you there.
You will. It's been so consistent. You guys are going to knock them dead for sure.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the report.
See you, John.
We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, talk.
All right, very good. Well, Greg has ponied up quite well for our listeners here this morning, right?
No kidding. What a cool opportunity. So not only, obviously, are we going to get a chance to pick Greg's brain all morning long about this great fishing that's going on, this great bluefin fishing, but so generous. Greg's given away an awesome trip. One of our lucky callers at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the Aztec for a 1 3/4 day trip, that 1.75 day trip you just talked about, where you're going to get to take advantage of the double night bite. You're going to have to get your flat fall on. Daytime fly lining, catching big bluefins. Nighttime catching giant bluefins. A great opportunity. Somebody's going to go fishing on a 1.75 day trip on the Aztec at a C4 sport fishing. Your opportunity. End of the show today. Just give us a call. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or toll free at 877-792-1090. That's your chance to get through and go fishing with Greg.
Indeed, Greg. So, how long are you going to be running these trips?
We're going to be running them as long as this stuff sticks around.
Yeah.
Last year we were able to push through January until
January.
Yeah. Our last trip was, I believe, January 5th, and that pretty much was not even due to the fishing. I mean,
were still targeting bluefin in December.
Yeah, it was so cool. Oh, absolutely. We had our best fishing was late November of
late
the whole
November.
Year. The whole year.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a couple trips back to back, which would be probably about a month out from now, but last season, and we had one for 38 and one for 41 over 150.
Oh my gosh.
On a day and a half trip. Yeah, it was just absolutely ridiculous as far as this big grade of fish, and it's become quite, you know, it's used to the water. It's sticking here. It knows what it wants. It knows where it wants to be, and, you know, it's an evolution for all of us. Guys are bringing out different tackle, trying new things. We're having guys that are, introducing new ways to catch these things more effectively, and it's really, really paying off.
Yeah, and the nice thing about that time of the year is the boat traffic's way down. So
absolutely.
You've got it kind of all to yourself.
Absolutely. You know, generally the guys with the smaller boats, the private boats and stuff, a lot of those guys are also hunters as well. So, right. our duck hunting opens up as well as lobster season opens
sure.
up. So it really thins out the crowd as far as, boats on it, and the fishing just gets better and better with how things have been here all year, minus this, tropical deal we got going on right now. Our weather's been spectacular, and it looks like we're going to have another beautiful fall as far as weather goes.
That's our best time of the year.
It was cool to see, too. We had so much threat from the last tropical storm that went by, and even wind forecasts of this gnarly weather, and the actual weather on the grounds was fantastic. There was a lot of days these last 2 weeks that were scheduled to be, 17 knots and 20 knots, and you got out there and it was flat, calm, beautiful, which is more common than not. When there's big weather systems that are hundreds and hundreds of miles from us, the word hurricane freaks people out. We hear it at the landing all the time. People call, oh, there's a hurricane coming. Do I need to cancel my trip? It's more often than not, it's the opposite effect. We see fantastic weather. We're hundreds of miles from where that is. And a lot of times what we get up here is flat gorgeous. Weather is weather, and it's not like that's a guarantee, but I don't think we've got anything to worry about up here.
No, yeah. So tell us about the Aztec. You run out of C4 sport fishing.
Yeah.
Legendary boat.
Yes, it is. It's been around for a long, long time. We're very, very happy with it. We took a beautiful platform, and we've really, really expanded on it and given the 2018 fishermen kind of what they want as far as upgrades and remodels, renovations and stuff like that. We're a 65x24 charter boat primarily. We do a lot of this fall fishing. We've been pushing for open party stuff. Later and later our charters are filling in every year more and more, but it really allows us to get new guys on the boat, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings out a different clientele that we can't normally target as far as having them come out on a trip with this big bluefin trips. Let's first and foremost, we're not going rock fishing. we're not gonna halfway through the day go and do the rock fishing stuff.
You're sticking with tuna fishing.
When we go on these trips, this is 100% all bluefin. If we see some big grade yellowfin in the mix, great, we'll take those too.
Sure. And there's been some of that, like we discussed earlier.
For sure. We saw that last year too. We had a 2 or 3 trip window in between our cow hunting that stuff was kind of down. We were looking for it, and we bumped into 50 to 80 pound yellowfin, and it was lights out, good fishing. But as far as the Aztec goes, we do take up to 30 passengers max. We do We have staterooms for everybody. We have 10 staterooms downstairs.
Wow.
It's fully remodeled as of 4 years ago. We gutted the whole thing. Every one of them has, they're all extra long, extra wide bunks. We actually were able to make storage for all of them. Underneath all of the lower bunks, there's a 6 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet area for the luggage for two bunks.
Wow.
And also in the staterooms, there's smart TVs loaded with, preloaded with movies for guys to
nice.
Be able to watch movies
cool.
during
that's
travel
such a good,
time.
That's impressive, yeah.
Yeah, so there's, you know, there's 25 or 30 movies. All they got to do is tap on it and what have you. And being that they are staterooms, they're all, you know, fairly secluded. A guy can watch a movie in one room and not, you know, not affect somebody in the
somebody
room
else.
Next door.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's really, really nice. We really went all out when we did that. We also redid the entire galley. There's two big screens, satellite TV.
Wow.
Guys were watching all the games yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah, and we put a 100 scoop slammer in. We have a bow tank that went on, went back out. We're redoing it, so we're gonna have a bow tank here this winter to just in addition to. We already hold a ton of bait. Yeah,
all you need.
And no, the boat's really, really set up. It gives guys that long range type of feel on shorter range trips.
That's
it gives
great.
Them a nice option for that, you know.
Wow.
And we do. We have a 5-star chef on the boat who just puts out the most spectacular food.
Wow.
And yeah, all my guys that work on the boat have been with me since day one. So
oh, that's
we've got
fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a great crew on the boat. We go. We always take extra. We take one extra crew member when we're doing these fall trips for bigger fish. So that way, guys get not only the help they need, but you know, more experience on the boat. So if when things do go, you know, that, you know, what crazy, and those big ones start biting, you need
more hands
on deck, more hands on deck, you know, so to speak, and it really, really pays off. Yeah, this last trip we had a dozen. The one before we had 34. We have another one leaving in a couple hours here. Yeah, we're just in between.
Hopefully,
trips.
They're gonna bite.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And weather window's looking good.
Yeah. It got a little breezy yesterday in the afternoon, but there was some cows found late. So okay. One of the boats out there had a half dozen cows or something like that.
Oh,
we were about 15 miles away. We had good fish in the trip before, and we were seeing steady fish throughout the day. So with the big swell we had last night, we weren't going to try and make it 22 miles out to the northwest there at 8 o'clock at night. But,
sure.
Today we will. Today we're going to get off the dock early, and we'll be out on that stuff before the sun goes down. So that's exciting. We're really looking forward to it. That's
very rad. Good. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Got it, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Greg. Again, if you want to get your shot, talk to the man. Also have your shot at winning that great trip, 877-792-1090. That's the only line open right now. We're going to jump into the phones. Started off with Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. What's up, Dan? Thanks for getting us started here with the phones.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question for pretty much all of you. These bluefin, I just had my Pan 1040.
Uh-huh.
Two-speed. It's got 80-pound braid, and it's got like a 50-yard top shot of 80-pound mono.
Okay.
And I just want to know... Am I pushing the limits?
So what the thing is that there is a mixed grade here. So we have been actually at Seaforth, they have phenomenal rental tackle for guys that may not have it, as well as we have some bigger stuff on the boat, just in case guys come out and they're a little undergunned. But that Fathom 40 is a beautiful reel. It works very, very well. It's not really geared up for, you know, the drag for 80-pound, as well as you're starting to max out on your limits as far as capacity, line capacity. You know, I think with that thing you're probably holding 400-plus or something if you have 50 yards of 80-pound top. That would be probably a little better for a 60-pound outfit, to be honest with you. I think that would be, you know, a 60-pound top shot. And because the thing is, when we're fishing this bigger bluefin, the bites are happening 300 feet down. You know, these things have to take line right off the bat. They're going to take a couple to 300 feet, if not more, you know, a couple hundred yards right off the get-go. We're talking 300 yards off the spool before that thing stops. So
yeah.
Now, you know, we're getting down to where you're going, oh, I have double digits of yards left on the spool here, and we're just starting a battle that may go who
we're
knows how long.
Yeah. So the trick would be, if he doesn't have the gear, then rent it at Seaforth Sport Fishing
before
you go.
Yeah, Seaforth.
And if you consult, get on the boat, see the guys at the front, see that guy Marcos on the radio, and he'll tell you, you need this outfit if you're going on the Pride tonight or the Aztec, and you'll be good.
Absolutely.
I think that you answered your own question, Dan. You're pushing the limits with
pushing
it. You know,
the limits.
Does that mean that the reel's going to fail? No, but I mean, you are at the extreme minimum of what it takes to catch a big one. And, you know, anomalies happen. There's been a ton of big fish caught on Fathom 40s for sure, but you're at, you know, it's one of those things. You're on the rev limiter the whole time. That doesn't mean it's not going to work, but it'd be a lot nicer to have a little bit of safety, a little bigger line, a little more torque, a little bigger handle, all those things. You know, when you're attached to a big one, having more reel is a big, big benefit.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information with Greg. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Time for the Catch Report, Rick.
You got it, dude. We're going to find out what's biting today. Catch Report sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you thousands of dollars in fines by detecting oil in your bilge and turning the pump off before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com for more info. And as we heard, lots of really cool stuff coming from that company.
Amazing technology for sure. Good morning, Brian Woolley, Captain Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. What's
up? Good morning,
up?
Gentlemen. How are you? What's happening? Good stuff in there this morning, man.
We've
been talking.
Exciting.
Good stuff, man. Heck yeah. Well, hey, we're still rolling along pretty good up here. I'll tell you that our local offshore efforts have pretty much come to an end, at least on our three-quarter day and all this stuff. You know, we're certainly a chance for that to change here in the fall. You guys know that stuff goes. It can come or go at any time. But we're right now, all of our efforts are pretty much focused along the coast here. In our three-quarter day range, we've seen a little bounce back on that bonito that's been roaming along. It seems like this entire south coast. That same good fun grade of fish. It's like 5 to 8 pound stuff. You know, it's been the troll jigs getting the boat stopped, and then it turns into that fun action on the iron and the live bait. I'll also tell you that our bass fishing has continued to be a bit tricky, so this bonito has been a good little kind of fallback transition kind of deal for us. But with that being said, you know, we find the right current and the clean water in a few spots with some kelp left on it. I'll tell you that calico bass fishing has been okay, pretty impressive. Some nice fall bass. The good live bait fishermen certainly can get it done, but again, it's been like that for a few weeks now, so kind of tricky on that bass front. Also, the rockfish for us has been steady good, real good scores on that tasty bottom stuff pretty much all week on our three-quarter day trips. The cold sniper, that 80-100-gram cold sniper, deadly again, and, you know, cut bait has been the best for the reds, and we've seen some good counts on that fish with some nice coppers and boccaccio coming on the live bait down in that deep water. The Fury, he's been pretty busy, too. He's been keeping tabs on the island, both that cat and Colmeni. They've also been on that tuna with both some of that yellowfin and bluefin in their counts on some of their day-and-a-half type stuff over there. Also, his counts at the islands, he's had some good scores on that bottom fish, too, as well as some good bass, bonito, whitefish, all that kind of stuff going on for him, too. So I'd say that this has been, you know, all in all, pretty much what you'd expect for fall fishing, both here on the beach and at the islands. You know, even the weather has seems to play into it. It's a good reminder as to where we're really at on the calendar here along the beach. So that's pretty much it for us. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call the landing. We can take your reservation over the phone, or if you want to take advantage of a little bit of a discount, you can click on the Dana Wharf banner ad right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. That'll take you to book online, and you guys can use the code FALL, real simple, F-A-L-L. I'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. So, I mean, I think I'm not a math major, but I think it'll drop you from like a $64 full fare ticket to $48 or something
what?
Like that.
What?
So, that is $50 for sure.
Yeah, that's – and so what's it, once again, the special code?
FALL. F-A-L-L.
F-A-L. You just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. You click on that Dana Wharf banner. You go purchase a ticket. You put that – fall code in there and you save 25% off. How about that?
Boom. Super simple. So love to have you guys out with this. Call the landing here. Phone number again is 949-496-5794. Of course at DanaWharf.com.
All right.
Good
very
call,
good.
Willie.
Thanks a bunch and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks guys. We'll see you.
All right. Let's head on now down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Check in with buddy Jeff. Jeff, you guys make it through the storm okay?
You know, people that live down there on that island are amazing. They're very resourceful people, and you don't live on an island in Mexico off the coast without having some fortitude.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Now you have another one coming your way.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But, yeah, to answer your question, people down there, everything's good. They did get a lot of rain. A lot of water went right down the middle of the town. But, again, they got it all cleaned up.
Good, buddy.
Everything's ready to go. The harbor's ready to go. There's been a report. A couple guys actually went out fishing from the island, and they're catching big yellows.
Nice. So,
nice to hear, man.
And the good news is the reservoir is now full.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the water tank outside the resort. So, yeah, we got a trip going down on Monday. We're gonna send it down. We're going to try to get them back before that storm actually turns and makes its way to the coast and get another one in. And then hopefully whatever it is that's left, peters out pretty quick. We got another trip going back down on the following Tuesday. So, but things are good. Weather's cooling down a little bit. And the fish are still biting.
Yeah, sounds great. And you still have spots available for this year. And I know, like, next year is already booking up very, very quickly.
Yeah, we've got a few spots. And I think Rose even lengthened the schedule a little bit to accommodate some of the trips that got canceled. And she's making some changes for next year. But, yeah, get on a horn with her. Give her a call and see what we have available. And she'll get you on the schedule.
That's fantastic, awesome, Jeff. How do we get a hold of you?
Two ways. You can go to the website, take a look at the schedule, and the website is sadrosportfishing.com. Or the best way to get a hold of her is call her on her cell at 619-772-7570.
All right. Good info. Lady, that Rosie. So you got to get a hold of her and get a book trip, trip booked. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Sunday. All right. You know, those of our listeners that are going on our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular with me on Thursday, that storm's not going to, it doesn't appear at this point that it's going to affect. We've been looking at windy this morning. It's turning, but it's going to hit more up in that Cedros area up that way. And it looks like
the Cedros too, like Abriojos.
Yeah, that area too. And, but well north of where we're going to be. Little bit of wind, but very, very fishable wind, it appears right now.
Los Briles is always like that calm spot too. Like you look at, even when that thing's making landfall, there's just like that big, nice, calm windbreak bay that you have out in.
Well, because of those giant mountains, the Sierra de la Gigante are blocking that. So all of our listeners that are going down there, looks like we're just fine, and the beer will still be cold.
Yeah, exactly. Margaritas will be tasty. Don't worry about it. You'll be
indeed
fine.
All right.
Hey, let's continue on with our catch board. We're going to hit the beach. Talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going, guys?
Going good, buddy. What's going on in the surf fishing?
What was the name of those mountains again, Pete?
La Sierra del Gigante. Something
nice.
Something like that. Is that it?
Hey, we got some, you know, obviously we got some swell. We've had some, you know, over the past few weeks we've had it on and off, and we've got some swell right now. So what we have is better fishing on the northern front, a little tougher on the southern front where that swell's roping in there a little more. But still lots of corvina down there. And I think, you know, we just get the right conditions here. The water's plenty warm. That corvina's still going to bite before this thing's over with. Hook, line, sinker up north reported excellent halibut fishing. Goleta, East Beach, Black Rock, and the Sandspit all producing. There's some junk in the water, so the swim baits have been fishing better. The cut anchovy's been fishing better. The multi-hook, you know, jerk baits, hard to throw when you got junk in the water. A few striped bass and legal white sea bass have also been in the mix. And also in the rocky spots, the shallow water rockfish bites been really good on the Johnnies, the sugar bass, the chocolate, some sand bass mixed in. I guess the red crab is up there, and the guys are using a red rum small swim baits for those rockfish. Wiley's reported a good bite on the rocky beaches also. A shop regular fishing shrimp off a big rock reported two nice sheephead, 3 and 4 pound calico bass, and a mix of yelpin, croaker, and sargo. Real nice mixed bag. Just fishing in Redondo reported a 6 and an 8 pound striped bass taken off El Segundo on a whole anchovy. A big fish reported an improved halibut bite along the Long Beach area on those protected beaches. An angler yesterday checked in 2 legal fish to 30 inches. He made live smelt right there at the Seal Beach jetty. Fished the live smelt and took 2 legal halibut. Catch and Tackle reported some good bonita action off the piers and the jetties. Small mega baits, crocodiles, splasher and feather rigs have been getting bites. And there are small fish in here, but Pete, there's some 8 pound fish in there. And some guys reported taking 8 pound bonita off the shoreline. That's a neat little thing there. What do we got down Dana Point here? Hogan's reported, good bonita bites in and around the harbor and off of the pier. It's kind of that mixed bag, some smaller ones and some better ones in there. Lots of corvina in Chapel Bay, but tough conditions with swell and weeds. Pacific Coast reported improved halibut action with several legal fish taken in and around the lagoon mouse. Cut anchovies in the top bait there. Still seeing lots of corvina, but like I said, lots of swell. Blue Water checked in 2 more striped bass taken inside on that Dog Beach stretch there, a 10 and a 12 pounder, and the halibut fishing's also improved down there for those guys. So on the southern section, the guys kind of moved into those lagoons and the mouths and get away from that swell. And then on the northern section, real good mixed bag fishing. So still a lot to go in this stretch. So keep with the weather. That's what we got to deal with, the swell. Little low pressures coming through, but like I said, we're going to have a little bite on that Corbina too before it's skedaddled.
All right.
Dude, I like it. That's good production as far as I'm concerned, Gundy. Well, great report as always. Glad to hear there's still some good fishing to be had and some good fish in our future. We'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Thanks,
all right,
Gundy.
Thanks a lot. Of course, with Gundy, you know, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Gundy always writes some great stories in Western Outdoor News, as well as all the other great information in this week's Western Outdoor News. Check it out.
No doubt. Hey, don't forget, Bill Varnay has come out with that great new gadget for catching sand crab. It's the Crab and Go, a lightweight stainless tube with handle that works like magic to catch sand crabs for surf bait. Hey, you can get the Crab and Go at fine tackle stores, including Angler's Choice, Hogan's Tackle, Fisherman's Hardware, and Island Tackle, or you can get it online at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Everybody likes talking to Greg. The phone lines are absolutely packed. We're going to be taking your calls when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I'm sick.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranx 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.